Thank you, Mr. Chairperson, Rapporteur. At the outset, my delegation congratulates you on your reappointment and reiterate our support to you in undertaking this very important duty. We also thank the High Commissioner for her opening remarks. Mr. Chairperson, Indonesia reaffirms its commitment to the full and effective implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. The principles of anti-racism and anti-discrimination are essential pillars of Indonesia's constitution. These pillars were further embodied in the Bandung Declaration, the final communique of the Asia-Africa Summit that Indonesia hosted in 1955. The rise of racial discrimination, Islamophobia, xenophobia, ethnic hatred, and intolerance continues to be a grave concern for Indonesia. These problems have run in congruence with the rise of infodemics, of hate speech and malignant disinformation, exacerbated by the abuse of information technology and the unhealthy manifestation of the freedom of expression. The fear caused by the COVID-19 pandemic has also created a new wave of these negative sentiments and has exposed and magnified existing racial and ethnic disparities in our societies. Indonesia is particularly concerned about reports on the racial abuse and discrimination that people of Asian descent continue to face due to the propagation of false and hateful narratives on COVID-19. The Intergovernmental Working Group needs to amplify efforts taken by states to counter this trend. This is in line with the measures outlined in the DDPA, which, among others, calls upon states to address discrimination in the fields of health and to counter incitement of racial hatred in the media, including on the internet. Additionally, Indonesia hopes that the working group can also contribute in the efforts to achieve full and effective equality in the access to affordable COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. Chair Rapporteur, we have to continue to take stern action against all forms of racial violence and discrimination, including those that are committed against the Palestinian people living under foreign occupation. The continued use of racist demographic tactics, including by the renewal of the ban on Palestinian family reunification in Jerusalem and the ban of entry to worshippers to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, needs to come to an end. Mr. Chair, the Program of Action spells out a number of strategies to achieve full and effective equality through international cooperation. They involve an effective international legal framework, enhanced regional and international cooperation, an active role for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and the participation of a wide variety of actors, including civil society, non-governmental organizations, and youths in the struggle against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Indonesia therefore reiterates the importance of strengthening a multi-stakeholder approach in effectively combating this spread. We need to reflect those concerns in the complementary standards to the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. I thank you.